And so I invite you now to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Relax in your seat. Just feel it support you as you take that deep healing breath. Breathing into that place of pure love, pure light, pure peace. Take another deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then as you exhale, just let go of any worries in your outer life, any fears, any thoughts of less than. Release any tension in your physical bodies. And in this precious time of quiet, open your heart and soul to the power and presence that is greater than any power in this world. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine. And as your mind becomes still, reawaken to the truth of your oneness with the Most High and with all humankind. You are an individualized expression of God, born in original goodness. Perfect divine energy surrounds you, enfolds you, and expresses as you. In this consciousness, know that as Jesus called those four fishermen so long ago, the Christ of your being is calling you today, calling you to reawaken to your true identity, to be all that you can imagine God to be. Throughout his ministry, Jesus acknowledged God as the Father of lights, and he recognized his own Christ nature, saying, "I am the light of the world." And during the Sermon on the Mount, overlooking that beautiful Sea of Galilee, Jesus looked into the eyes of the simple fishermen, laborers, and farmers, those considered unworthy even to worship at the temple. And he said to them and to us, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others." And that Christ light shines through and in each and every one of us through what Charles Fillmore called our 12 powers. Truly, they are 12 expressions of one Christ power, the divinity within that Jesus modeled so perfectly. So to follow Jesus means to live from your divine nature. And if there is any area in your life where you feel you are not fully expressing that divine nature, bring it into your consciousness now. It may be a healing issue, a fear that just won't seem to go away, a resentment that you've held for years. If there is anything in your mind that you are allowing to serve as a barrier to divine love, surrender that now. I invite you to prayerfully search your own nets of consciousness. If there's any resentment, lack of forgiveness, feelings of unworthiness, just allow that barrier to gently surface. Maybe it comes to you as an image, maybe a voice, maybe a memory, or maybe a word. Just now picture it, and then picture the beautiful white healing light of God surrounding and unfolding the negative condition or feeling. That negative condition is now dissolving into the nothingness it really is. All the emotion, all the debris is swept away. God is greater, and God is calling you to release what needs to be released and follow your own indwelling Christ. Allow that to happen for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together as a loving spiritual community, we are so grateful for our most precious gift, the gift of the Christ within. We feel perfect, holy energy flowing freely through our minds, our bodies, and manifesting in all our relationships and affairs. We know that all we have to do is be open to that presence and power. We know that the source of our healing, our peace, our strength is only a breath away, and we set the intention to follow the Christ of our being. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God, as we gratefully sing our Lord's Prayer.